Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. This week, we continue our series on soul ties and biblical principles and how they relate to relationships. Today, we discuss the most important soul tie of them all. Pastor Hill?
God established a law regarding relationships that the most important soul tie was meant to be God Himself. Jesus said, "We must love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, all of our souls, and all of our minds." We are to love God emotionally, and putting God first protects us from harmful soul ties.
Thanks, Pastor Steve. Let's get into today's message.
Hello and welcome to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hearst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I'm just telling you folks, these are messages that you don't generally hear in church. But these are nevertheless messages that we must hear about relationships for us to understand how God desires to guide us in relationships. How many of you are in some type of relationship right now? Let me see your hand. Some type of relationship. Well, you have no choice. You have a son, a daughter, or brother or sister, you're married, or you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, you have children. We're all in some type of relationship, amen? And so it's important for us to understand how those relationships are to relate to our lives biblically, because God is the creator. And God created us to have good relationships. Someone say amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass when David had made an end of speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan, his son, was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul." A soul tie is one of the most powerful influences that govern relationships. It is the emotional knitting together of two or more people in a relationship and the influence that they develop over each other's lives. Soul ties are established between husbands and wives, family members, people engaged or dating, friends, co-workers, individuals whom you respect or look to for guidance, those you fellowship with within a church or within a community. Now, because we are emotionally open to these types of relationships, we are easily influenced by those whom we associate with. Therefore, a soul tie can either bring blessing or harm into our life. The Bible reveals this truth over and over. I'm going to read you just a few scriptures. In Proverbs chapter 13 and 20, it says, "He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." In 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, it says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character." And in Proverbs 22 and 24, it says, "Keep away from angry, short-tempered people, or you will learn to be just like them and endanger your own soul." So we see biblically, the Bible tells us we become like those we join hands with. That's why the relationships in our lives are very, very important. And we must be very discerning with people that we associate with, because they can literally influence our lives. Now, knowing the close relationships that we would have and how they were potentially harmful, God established divine laws governing relationships to protect us. And God's first law is to love Him above everyone else, that we should be knitted together with God. In Deuteronomy chapter 10 and 20, and please, by all means, write these scriptures down today. Let's get into the Word of God, because it's so important that we actually see these things for ourselves so that we can teach others. Amen? Deuteronomy 10 and 20 says, "You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall cleave, and you shall swear by his name." Now, the word cleave in Hebrew means to attach. It means to be tied together. It actually means to be knitted together. Our strongest emotional soul tie was meant to be with our Creator. In fact, in Matthew chapter 22 and 37, Jesus said, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment or law governing relationships." Some of us have looked for love in all the wrong places. Some of us have been so disappointed in relationships. Some of us have been so hurt and wounded by other people. This is exactly why God established a law governing relationships. And he wants to let you know today that his desire is to protect your heart. But that can only be done when you first give him your complete heart. When we look at that verse, loving God with all of your heart, the heart in the Greek there means your emotions, your feelings, and your affections. Some people only look at God as being a divine father. But there's a disconnect when it comes to loving and knowing him emotionally. God says you must love me emotionally. You must love me with your feelings and with your affections. He said you must love me with your soul. And that word there means longing. It means loving. It means thirsting for God and the things of the Spirit. In Psalm 63 and 1, David prayed, "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water." And then Jesus said, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your mind." Many people lose their minds because they don't love God. They are so preoccupied with everything else in this life, but they never think of God. Jesus said, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your mind." The word mind there actually relates to exercising deep thought and understanding. In other words, we are to think of God daily. We are to meditate upon him like a person that you can't get off of your mind. In Psalm 63 and verse 6, it says, "On my bed, I remember you. I think of you throughout the night because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you, O God." Your first relationship in life is to be connected with your Creator. That you should love God more than any other human being in this world. And God requires it. In Revelation 2 and 3, he said to the church, "You have patiently suffered for me without quitting, yet there is one thing wrong. You do not love me as at first." Think about the times of your first love, how different now, and turn back to me again. Often when people come to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, they receive a revelation of God and his love, and they come forward. They are willing to do anything for God. Often they try to read the Bible. Some people have read it at one sitting. They just keep devouring the Word of God. Others come to every single service, every prayer meeting, every teaching service, every morning, whatever they can find, they're in the house of the Lord. Why? Because they love God. They're so grateful. They're so thankful for all that he's done. He's so real in their lives. And then as time goes on their influence by individuals who say, well, you don't have to do all that. You're at church every time the door opens. I always see you with the Bible reading it. Listen. You're becoming a fanatic. You need to just step back from all of that. It's not necessary. Well, what's happening is you're showing them up. Because once they were the same way and now they've cooled off, and so now they're trying to cool you off. But the truth of the matter is God wants us to be hot. He wants us to be hot with our love toward him. How many of you love lukewarm relationships? You don't have to raise your hand. Nobody loves a lukewarm relationship where people could care less if you were there or not. Care less if you were around or not. That's a relationship you suffer through. And God does not want lukewarmness in our relationship with him. In Revelation 3 and 15, Jesus said, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I will vomit you right out of my mouth. See, God is not looking for a part-time lover. God is looking for someone who will love him all the time. God does not accept unfaithfulness. God wants all of our heart. He wants all of our service. He wants all of our lives. Why? Because he gave his all for us. In fact, he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Jesus gave it all for you and for me. And God expects us to give our all to him. Somebody say amen. Now, in Luke 14 and 26, Jesus made it perfectly clear that God must be the most important relationship in your life. He says, anyone who wants to be my follower must love me far more than he does his father, his mother, his wife, husband, children, brothers, or sisters. Yes, more than his own life. Otherwise, he cannot be my disciple. How many people believe that they're disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they love others more than him? We need to go back to the word and read it again. God is not judging us by our intentions. He's judging us by our deeds. Faith without works is dead. You may say, I love God, I love God, I love God. God is saying, show me. Prove it. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll please me and you'll follow my word. And then I know that you love me.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, with the temptation of our society and the desires of our flesh, it's only by loving God more than others that we can obey his word to live morally pure lives in the world in which we live today. I want to talk about soul ties now in regards to relationships and human sexuality. So get ready. It might be a bumpy ride. The devil understands And he uses the power of relationships to influence us out of the will of God and out of God's plan for our lives. And there are two methods that the devil will use to attack us, and they are generally temptations or the wiles of the devil. I'm going to talk about the wiles of the devil today, because the wiles of the devil are plots, plans, and deceptive schemes to destroy our spiritual lives and our destiny. And they generally are connected to relationships. The devil will send into your life the wrong individual to encourage you to do something that you would not normally do. We see this throughout the Word of God. His first success was in the Garden of Eden, a perfect environment with two perfect people. And yet he was able to deceive one and have the other succumb to the influence of his wife. The Bible lets us know that in 1 Timothy 2:4, that Adam was not deceived when his wife said to him, "Eat of this fruit." You remember the Bible says that God said you may eat of any of the trees in the garden except for the tree of life, of good and evil. And Satan came in the form of a snake and he said to Eve, "That's not true. God knows the day that you eat of that fruit, you'll become just like him. And you'll be able to discern good from evil. So you need to partake of this fruit. Don't you want to become like God?" The Bible says Eve looked at the fruit, looked good, couldn't see any harm with it. She ate it, and then she offered it to her loving husband, who knew better, and he also ate the fruit. Now, the interesting thing in 1 Timothy 2:14, it tells us that Eve was deceived, but Adam was not deceived. Why would he eat the fruit that God told him not to eat even before Eve was created? It was because of his soul tie with his wife. He was influenced by that relationship to do something that he normally would not do. There's Abraham and Sarah. Sarah, Abraham's wife, advised him to have a child through her maid. As a result, Abraham had a child named Ishmael instead of waiting on God's promise. And then there was Ananias and Sapphira, his wife. They agreed to lie in church, keeping back part of the money of the property that they sold, and said that they had given all the money to the church, for which they both died. Now, when you develop a soul tie with someone, your emotions will be deceived, especially in the areas of love, boundaries, and choices. I hope you're listening now. God wants us to have happy relationships. He wants us to have wonderful marriages. But if we ignore the word of God to listen to our own hearts, we'll become confused, disillusioned, and damaged. See, your emotions will deceive you. Woe to people who say, "Well, I just want to follow my heart. I just follow my heart. Wherever my heart leads me, that's where I'll go." You know, I've had people over the years come in my office and tell me, and these were church members, they come in and say, "Pastor, I'm in love. I love this person. I know what the Bible says." Now, I know where they're going with this, because they're about to say, "Well, we're going to live together, and we've been doing this and that together, you know, and I know what the Bible says. I like this church, but, you know, I'm in love, and love won't let me wait." See, it's important for us to realize that when we're in a relationship other than marriage, and we're being tempted sexually, that there's one thing that we need to do in that relationship according to the Word of God. So I'm going to give you that advice this morning. Do you want it? Whether you like it or not. Flee! Run. Head for the hills. That's what the Bible says. "Oh, Pastor, do you really mean that?" Well, that's what the Bible says. In 2 Timothy 2:22, it says, "Flee lustful desires and pursue righteousness. You know, those people who told me, I follow my heart, how can my heart be wrong? I give them Jeremiah 17:9. I want you to write that down, Jeremiah 17:9. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The word deceitful in the Hebrew there means a lie waiting to be exposed. Your heart is deceived with a lie that is waiting to be exposed. In fact, the Hebrew root word means to come from behind, to seize by the heel, and to throw someone down. So much for following your heart. Following your heart will get you in a lot of trouble. Now, always remember that every relationship consists of both spirit and soul. There's a spirit and soul connection that we have with every person. The Bible says that we are created spirit, soul, and body. And that's why your relationships must be based upon the Word of God. There is absolutely no way for you to be able to discern between your spirit and your soul which direction you should be going, other than to read the Word of God that actually divides the emotions of the spirit and the thoughts of the soul. In fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It's only when we submit to the Bible that we can discern if our souls are being deceived by our emotions. Now, parents, I know you love your little children and your babies. And you know what? No matter how old they get, you're going to always love them. But listen, in your relationship with your children, you must teach them what the Bible says. You must be a constant reminder to them. This is what the Scripture says. This is how God wants you to live. Don't allow your emotions to stop you from telling your children the truth. Don't allow your emotions not to share with them even some of the things you went through and the heartache you encountered because you didn't listen to the Word of God. When we discuss soul ties, we must talk about sexual temptation, because this is one of the devil's chief means to destroy the destiny of men and women. You know, there are many high-profile people that have fallen prey to it. Just listen to the news. There have been presidents, governors, religious leaders, premier athletes who have brought shame to themselves and hurt their families and their careers because of immoral behavior. This is something we live with, even in the news today. I'm not mentioning anybody's name, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Listen, what is important is that we follow God's divine law for relationships, because only then can we be spared of the heartache of soul ties.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today we continue with the Soul Ties series. This is message number 6. Be sure and listen tomorrow for part 7. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Lord, we thank you today for your goodness and for your grace. Lord, your word declares that it shall come to pass that before we call, you will answer, and while we are yet speaking, you will hear. Hear our prayers today. You are acquainted with every situation. We're praying for our family members and our loved ones today. We're praying for our physical health.
heal us today. We rebuke sickness, disease, and pain. We come against all opposition in our lives. Your word says, call upon me and I will answer you. And we are calling and we are believing. And you said, whatever we ask in the name of your son, Jesus, you would do it. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.